This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. March 12th update here to pandemic.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This would be, I think, a very interesting topic, especially for all the government people who listen to my podcast and read my website. I've been told that a lot of government agencies monitor what I say and do in order to gauge sentiment of the pro-liberty, pro-Trump community. And so for those of you from those realms listening today, I think you'll find this interesting. Today's topic is, what am I willing to accept to help stop the coronavirus pandemic? Now, in this particular case, I do not claim to represent anybody else's beliefs. I'm not speaking for the entire, you know, patriot community or even the pro-Trump community. Just for myself, I'm willing to accept quite a lot in terms of lockdowns and so on that maybe other people won't accept. But let me just go through what I'm willing to accept and what I'm not willing to accept. And then we'll go into maybe some predictions about other people. But the first thing to understand is, I want to stop this pandemic. As a scientist, I fully understand the danger of it. I understand the exponential spread, how that works. And it's going to be very, very bad if we don't get on top of this very quickly. So I absolutely support the president declaring a national emergency. I support the use of the National Guard in support roles in local communities to help get more testing done, to help hospitals and healthcare workers, to help first-line responders where necessary, and even to help enforce quarantine zones or containment zones where necessary. Now, maybe some of my colleagues and fellow patriots would not support that, but in my view, as long as the National Guard is there in a support role and not dragging people out of their homes at gunpoint, for example, China style, you know, then I support the National Guard in doing that. And I even support the U.S. military being deployed in a support role for medicine and public health and testing and quarantines where necessary. I love civil liberties as much as anybody, or maybe more than most, actually. However, as a scientist, I also understand that social distancing suppression factors are the only way we stop this. And if we don't stop it, then millions will die. I've already done the math. I have the projections. Millions will die if we don't stop the spread in, you know, crowds and groups and public transportation and all these things. But there are limits to what I'm willing to put up with. Even though as much as I support our soldiers, our veterans, our National Guard troops, I support our men and women in blue. I support our first responders. But where I draw the line is Second Amendment. And also, of course, First Amendment. But Second Amendment in particular tends to get targeted during these types of crises events, right? So we've seen this after hurricanes and even Superstorm Sandy on the East Coast a few years back, where I guess law enforcement, sheriffs, and so on were running around taking everybody's guns away, even as the looters were going nuts, looting homes for survival supplies and things like that, you know, food and water. But those of us who live in rural America, I live in rural Texas, that rifle is the only thing that we could count on to protect us, because I dial 911. I'm lucky if the sheriff shows up in 30 minutes. You know, that would be a good response time. My 911 response is, you know, a 30-round magazine with some expanding tip ammo. That I have to take care of stuff immediately, locally, and you call the sheriff after you've dealt with the problem. That's the way we live in rural America. That's no joke. And if looters come onto our property, you know, we're going to deal with them. And then we'll call the sheriff after it's dealt with. But you can't take away our guns. If you do, you're killing us. And so that's why it's worth fighting for the Second Amendment, fighting with your life if necessary, because if our guns get taken away, we're dead anyway, once the looting begins, you see. So to those from the government, maybe Texas state government or federal government or FBI or whoever tends to listen to these podcasts, do not try to come after our Second Amendment. That will not be accepted, but a lot of other things will be accepted in terms of, hey, shelter in place, stay in your home for 30 days. Will I stay in my home for 30 days and not cause trouble? Absolutely. Consider it done. Will I shut down my company for 30 days if ordered to by, let's say, the governor of Texas? Yep, I sure will. Now, I can't pay employees for 30 days. If that's the order, then the state or the federal government needs to figure that out. Is there a stipend? Is there a cancellation of taxes? Or I don't know what, but somehow, some people, I know this because I employ a lot of people, some people go broke in one paycheck. And if they don't get every paycheck, they're gone, financially speaking. And then, but I, as a company owner, how can I pay people to stay home and not work, such as warehouse fulfillment workers? I can't afford to do that. No business can. If you own a restaurant, let's say, or a McDonald's franchise, you own the franchise, you know that you're only making 1% maybe profit. If you have to pay all your workers to stay home and do nothing while your restaurant is closed, you go bankrupt. So that cannot be the order that goes out nationwide. It can't be companies have to pay employees to go home and not work. That will not fly. That would result in a wave of bankruptcies, economic apocalypse. So that's not going to fly. But if the order comes down from the state or the federal level, hey, you got to shut down your company, all the workers have to go home, and we, the government, somehow will compensate those workers with a stipend of some kind, then I could survive that. I could survive having no customers and no sales for a month. And I'd be willing to make that sacrifice to try to stop this virus. So as a company owner, at least just speaking for me, not everybody else, other people not in such a good position. Other people may have bank loans that they have to pay. In fact, most people do have bank loans and such. So they might not be able to handle that. So then I guess you have to start talking about, well, are you going to suspend loan payments? Or I think in Italy, didn't they suspend mortgage payments or something? So what if you're a real estate investor and you borrowed money from a bank to buy a house, to rent it out to renters, and then the government just said renters don't have to pay you? Well, how are you going to pay your loans? You see? So this whole thing, it ripples through the system. I'm not trying to downplay the economic impact. I understand it as much as anybody. It's apocalyptic. There's going to have to be all kinds of rescues and bailouts and tax refunds and all. I mean, who knows? And how do you even organize that? I have no idea. All I'm saying is I'm willing to do my part, okay? I'm willing to do my part. If Trump takes the airwaves and he says, hey, we have a national emergency, everybody needs to stay home for 30 days, every company needs to shut down for 30 days, everybody needs to just live on their own for 30 days, would I comply voluntarily? Yes. You bet I would. Absolutely. I probably wouldn't even complain about it. I'd probably appreciate the time off, frankly, because I work so hard normally. I would just be on kind of a vacation, I guess. Maybe spend time on my ranch, Maybe go visit the donkeys and the goats. Maybe upgrade the chicken coop. I don't know. Just do normal farm things for a month. That wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But I'm in a unique situation. A lot of other people are stuck in apartments in cities. And so they don't have a farm to go to, and they're going to have to depend on the National Guard delivering food. Oh, and water. See, I forget that too, because, every ranch in Texas has big water tanks for cattle. So, of course, I've got, ponds and such too. So if I need water, I just go out to the pond and I run it through my big Berkey filter and I've got drinkable water. But most Americans don't have that. They would have to get deliveries of water, I suppose. I mean, unless the tap is drinkable, but most people don't have water filters. So, how do you do that? How do you deal with that if you're trying to supply water to the public that they can drink? So a lot of logistics in this, and I'm not trying to downplay that. I'm just saying that my willingness to do my part, to support our troops, to support our National Guard, support our law enforcement officers, support our firefighters, support local government in this time of need, I am 100% willing to do that. I will do my part as a citizen to help maintain order. I will shoot looters who come to my ranch, and eventually I'll call the sheriff and let him know. And so I think that is the responsible answer to this. Do our part, be willing to make the sacrifices, shoot looters if they come onto your property, if it's legal to do so. I mean, in Texas, it's legal. Some looter comes onto your ranch in Texas, you can shoot them. You can use lethal force to stop a felony, for example, in Texas. So someone comes to my house and tries to break in, you know, then there's going to be a body for the sheriff, I guess, to have to deal with at some point. But this is the responsible thing to do. And this is how we, the citizens, help maintain law and order and help be force multipliers for first responders. So keep all this in mind. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news, a patriot, a Trump supporter, Second Amendment supporter, a supporter of veterans and law enforcement and our active duty, military, all that. So thank you for listening. Share this everywhere, and God bless America. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.